Hello, this is the Library Talker, also known as the Library Lady. I'm Library Talker on Blogspot at librarytalker.blogspot.com, and I'm Library Lady on Podomatic, where this podcast is currently hosted. So, it's been a while, and I'm sorry. I'm a really bad person. I've been reading a lot of really bad, bad books in terms of just quality, but just on the flip side, it's just very entertaining and just brain-numbing. Bad, like bad as in I'm not going to share with you what I read, but I read a lot. Kindle Unlimited is really great for these kinds of things. But I did have to come out of it at some point. Our library is getting ready to host a Battle of the Books, and one of the titles is this one. So I was like, oh, I'll read it and see what's up. So I can, you know, help out, answer questions, blah, blah, blah. So the title in question is Amari and the Knight Brothers by B.B. Alston. And it is set in somewhere in the U.S. I think it was Georgia, but I wasn't 100% sure. It didn't really make it a lot of, you know, clarity there. And Amari is the younger sister of Basic Prodigy. He was an ultra genius when he went to regular schools. And then he got recruited somehow. Into something else and was gone during the summers, but the family was told he was doing something, you know, normal and just for super smart people. And so during the summers he would do that, and when he finished school he went off to have a job with this group that he was working with during the summers, and then suddenly disappeared. And Amari has been trying to figure out for the last few months where the heck he's gone. People are warning her he's probably already dead, he's missing forever, and it has now come to a point where timing is absolutely perfect, of course, here, at the very beginning of summer, just as she gets kicked out of school, like on the last day of school for shoving someone for being mean to her, because she's on a full ride scholarship, she's always compared to her brother, never as good as her brother, but super poor, and people mock her, and so she lost her temper and pushed someone and now is kicked out. But it's summer, so it's not a big deal, right? She gets this delivery to her door, and upon opening it finds this very ugly suit thing that's just really ridiculously bad, and some goggles, and says with a note that says, lay down, no, really, really, lay down, I'm serious, lay down before you put these on. And it turns out the goggles are waking dream goggles, which are like an AI infused with her brother's kind of personality, and he shows her that the world that she thought she knew isn't what she thought she knew. And so begins her story as a student for just the summer, a student in the Supernatural Bureau. And so her job is to figure out, you know, what she is, what she can do, and go forth and be similar to her brother. But of course, all she wants to do is find out what happened to her brother. Now, let me just say, there are some cute moments. There are some good ideas here. But right off the bat, this is a Harry Potter knockoff. There's nothing else you can say. But where Harry Potter, he's at home for the summer and then has the whole school year to learn and do things for years, you know, for like, what, 7 years or whatever to learn how to become a proper wizard, Amari has just a few weeks during the summer to get enough training to be entered into this department and become this junior agent and try to find her brother. Timing, yeah. And then what does she do after the summer's over? It's not really ever clear. I'm not quite sure. What is she going back to a regular school? Is she that it's not made clear in this first book exactly what happens to her, and I haven't read the second because that wasn't part of the list. So I just finished this today, so there we go. So the thing is that here we have the wizards not understanding proper fashion and thinking they're dressing to look like muggles when they're really actually looking like idiots. Ding, we've got that. She's about 13, so not quite. A little older than Harry Potter. Let's see, what else do we have? Oh, random magic and critters. As part of being brought into the Supernatural Bureau, she has to put eye drops in her eyes, and now she can see all of the supernatural everywhere. Which, on another tangent here, if they don't pass, especially if they're norms, if they don't know about the magic world, their memories are supposed to be erased and they're sent back home. How do you get that stuff off their eyes now that they can see everything? Just a side note. Also, if they don't pass the test, where do they go? Are they just, you know, you've got 3 weeks past the first test. If you fail it, which half the group does each on each level, if you fail it, you're gone. Where do you go? Do you not get any training at all on how to use your supernatural abilities? Or I don't understand. Once things are started, how can you stop them? This is a question throughout the thing. Like, okay, well, we're going from 32 people down to 16 in this first trial. Ooh. Except, now what? Or is it 16 down to 8? No, it's 32 to 16, and then 16 down to 8, except for then it ends up being down to 6, and then there's the final 4. There we go. Yeah, I got my math right there. But what happens to all these other people? This is the same problem I was having with the Skandar, the unicorn one. At 11 years old, you get a dragon, you get a unicorn, sorry, like it's 11, I think. You get a unicorn, and if you don't pass the trials, you're sent off into the forest with your unicorn to live all by yourself forever. You gotta have something. You gotta tell us where they're going. Tell us what happens to them next. Do they, even if it's just a sidebar and a little quick note, if the person doesn't pass the test, do they get another shot? Do they get to try again? Is there another thing that they get to do? Or are they automatically reset and sent home and now they never, you know, at 13 years old, how do they know these things, right? So she's supposed to try and find her brother. She's got this roommate who is a were-dragon, but she hasn't shifted yet. She's got enemies, of course, who she's, you know, here she is, this student of color. She is, I don't know what the correct term anymore is. She's African-American, she's black, she's of color. Which is great. I think that's awesome. Let's, you know, get those out there and not care who is what where. She's just a girl, basically, throughout the story. And there's almost no reference to her being of color, which is perfect. It shouldn't be a thing, right? You shouldn't have to mention these things. But here she is. It's mentioned. She's in, and the cover is very cute. I like the cover. The cover is great. But here we go. So she's off. She's poor. She is a born person, as opposed to inherited through family lines, even though her brother also is a born, I don't know. Anyway, we have all of these magical abilities, all, you know, being able to read people's minds, being able to manipulate emotions, being able to blah, blah, blah. And she comes around and they're very offended by her because it turns out she's a magician. And you'd think all this other stuff would be magicians too, but no, there's magicians and then there's the supernatural community, and the magicians within the supernatural community are persona non grata. They don't want magicians around, so she's even more hated. So now she's poor, now she's, you know, not worthy of, she's not from a family, the family name, which, by the way, the big family name, Van Helsing. Oh my gosh, really? That's the person who's, you know, trying to get rid of her and everything, and the siblings who, for one reason or another. Anyway, she is this born magician, and she has all these powers. In fact, she's the most powerful to come through since her brother, and there have only been now a total of 14 people this powerful, and they get badges when they enter. It's like, okay, well, we rate you, and you know, it's all like paper products, which I don't understand, until you get to the very top. But like notebook paper, That's your strength. Your strength is you're about as strong as notebook paper. And then you move up the ladder and you're cardboard and you're this and you're that until you are silver and gold. And then her, which is Moonstone. So she gets this Moonstone opal. She gets to wear it around everywhere. Look at me. You know, but it's barely mentioned here and there. But everybody has to wear their badge that shows their level. So if you're wood, you're wood. There you go. You are a block of wood. You have wear a chip of wood on your shirt. Other things that happen that are Harry Potter-ish. There are elevators. Yay. But they all talk. And they all have personalities, and they're all individual personalities. Some of them talk back, some of them scream. The one called Whispers screams everything. So ironic. We have candy that does all kinds of things, including one of them that if you eat it, it makes you scream like a banshee. Okay. And so there's all these little candies. Are there ghosts that talk to you and interact? Why, yes. Yes, there are. So there's all this magic stuff running around, but it's not really magic. It's supernatural. She's the only magician. Except for there turns out there might be another magician, and he has a specialty, and blah, blah, blah. So it's kind of predictable. It's kind of like, oh, that's the bad guy. And there are moments where you're like, well, maybe he's not the... No, he's the bad guy. Yeah, that's the bad guy. That person right there, he, she, it, is the bad guy. There we go. Bad person right there. It's kind of obvious. And then you get to the end and it's revealed and she's all shocked by it. And it's like, well, yeah, kind of could have told you that the whole way through. So there's that. It's a little piecemeal. It's a little mishmash. Again, it's got potential to be fantastic, but it's so knockoff that it's difficult to get past it. If this had come and I had never read or heard of Harry Potter, I might have enjoyed this so much more. I still have some problems with the world building. I still have some problems with, you know, what happens to the kids who don't pass? What happens to them? Where do they go? You know, in many worlds, yeah, you've got schools and you've got all these magic things. And if they fail, well, then they just don't get as far. But they don't disappear from the story. They don't just, now you're not working with them anymore. You don't see them anymore. They're gone. That's my thing. Where are you putting these people? What are they doing? Tell us, you know, let us know. What is the alternative? If you don't pass... what happens to you? And make it clear, you know, and don't just, okay, so we're in the giant basement under the Vanderbilt Hotel, so they're not supposed to go up into the hotel, but they sneak out all the time. Well, not all the time, but they sneak out enough. And there's just this moments of just, this was put in here just to be a moment, and then poof, it's gone. And then this is here to be a moment, and poof, it's gone. And this is here to be a moment. And it doesn't quite fit in with those other moments, but I wanted to have the moment. So here it is, and poof, it's gone. It's that kind of thing. You know, it doesn't stay consistent, you know, except for the names of the elevators and how they travel, you know. But I don't... And you're supposed to do this all in one summer? She's supposed to learn everything so that she can take these giant major tests on everything, even though she just discovered it like 6 weeks before or 8 weeks before. She's supposed to be able to do all this amazing stuff. She's supposed to be able to prove that she can be an agent in the Bureau of Supernatural Affairs after 7 or 8 weeks. What? Just... So while I like Amari, I like the character, I like her backbone, I like that she doesn't give up, I like that she's going to keep trying, I like that, she loses her tempers, but she learns from it. I like that, yeah, she's judged, but she doesn't allow that to turn her and make her ugly in terms of just behavior and personality. She fights to do what's right no matter what. Great. Awesome. But overall, the world around her? It didn't work for me. So when I got to the end of it, I was like, okay. And then even there was a preview for book two, I had no inclination whatsoever. I mean, maybe at some point I'll pull it up and go, oh, okay, I want to read about that. But right now, no. I mean, Amari, the character, good. Some of the idea of the overall plot, good. Execution, not great. So I was kind of like, huh. It was a very popular book during the summer reading program. We had a lot of people who wanted to read it when they were giving away the free books. That was one of the first ones that just disappeared like mad. It was great that way. I'm sure it'll be very popular during this battle. I'm sure that it's going to be a great kind of one of those like gateway drugs to get people to come in and read books. And that is fantastic. But if you're looking for something that will be able to follow in the footsteps and even go beyond Harry Potter, this is not it. Again, the characters, good for the most part. The overarching plot ideas, the main points, good. But the follow-through, the way it was put together, mediocre. So that kind of makes me sad, but here we go. So again, it's Amari and the Knight Brothers by B.B. Alston. It was published in 2021. The second book was already published in 2022. I don't know if there's a third one, and I don't know if it's already out. It doesn't... Let's see. Expected publication is 2024. Okay, so the third one is coming next year, but again... I mean, it was okay. So again, Library Talker, also known as Library Lady. I'm Library Talker on librarytalker.blogspot.com. And I'm Library Lady on Podomatic, where this podcast is hosted. If you have ideas, thoughts, things that you want to share, whatever, recommendations, I would love to hear them. For now, I have at least one more book off the battle list that I'm going to be reading. And at the same time, I'm going to continue reading the trash on Kindle Unlimited. It's just, you know, I like having my brain not have to think too hard. And Amari didn't make me think too hard in an intellectual way, but it did make me go, what the heck happens to these people? Which is a thinking I shouldn't have had to do, I don't think. Anyway, hope you guys are all having a really great day.